Deseret News. I'm John Scott. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a motion to drop all four felony charges against President-elect Donald Trump in connection with his effort to overturn his 2020 presidential election in the lead-up to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Smith and his team plan to resign before Mr. Trump takes office. President Biden kicking off his final holiday season at the White House, issuing the traditional reprieve of two turkeys who will bypass the Thanksgiving table to live out their days in Minnesota. Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt called for all Department of Justice employees who worked on President-elect Donald Trump's indictments to be fired. Bernie Bennett with details.
In an appearance on a Sunday television talk show, Schmidt went further than most in calling for, quote, accountability against those who prosecuted Trump, saying retribution should extend to all employees who helped prosecute Mr. Trump. He said, quote, I do think that there needs to be accountability. I think that getting back to crime fighting is important, but there has to be accountability for these kinds of abuses. He also praised Trump's attorney general nominee, Pam Bondi, saying she would end the, quote, weaponization of the DOJ. Schmidt was previously on the shortlist to become Trump's attorney general. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump is quickly naming his prospective cabinet and advisors.
Over the weekend, he named former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his agriculture secretary. She was domestic policy chief during his first term. Rollins holds a degree in agricultural development. He's also tapped Russell Vogt in the Office of Management and Budget, Tom Homan as border czar, and Stephen Miller for Deputy Chief of Policy.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. This is SRN News. Americans prepare for Thanksgiving.
We've come a long way from that first celebration in 1621 when the pilgrims gathered to thank God for enough food to last the winter. But there will be similarities. According to the Pew Research Center, 91% of Americans will mark the holiday this week, and 74% will be doing so with family, friends, and other people. 65% of us will say grace or some other kind of prayer at our Thanksgiving gathering, and a few even plan to attend church services on that day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say a key factor in President Trump's victory on Election Day was his effort to seek the votes of people of faith, whom Democrats ignored. That included smaller religious groups far from the mainstream. Mr. Trump directed a social media post to Coptic Christians, whose church has ancient roots in Egypt. He also reached out to Assyrian Christians. And the GOP made an aggressive push for Amish voters. This is SRN News. In a high-profile case, a judge in Los Angeles is expected to decide today whether to take another look at the convictions of brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez, who are serving life in prison for the shotgun murder of their parents. Correspondent Donna Warder.
The attorney for Eric and Lyle Menendez says newly discovered evidence supports claims made at the brothers' 1989 trial that they had been sexually abused by their father, Jose Menendez. And the judge will decide whether the new evidence warrants a re-examination of the brothers' convictions. The prosecution said at trial that the brothers killed their parents for money. Last month, prosecutors recommended resentencing Eric, now 53, and Lyle, 56, to 50 years to life, saying the brothers have worked on redemption and rehabilitation and have demonstrated good behavior inside prison. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.